U248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Navage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. A year after the Russian invasion, Ukraine says it's still standing, and more weapons are coming from the West. In Kyiv, correspondent Charlie Daggett says another pushback against Russia is also coming. Ukraine's president says his military needs more help.
As they enter the next phase, they are running out of ammunition for that artillery because it has become an artillery war. The tanks are going to be vitally important. Not necessarily now, but in March, April. President Zelensky said it again today. He continues to say it. Speed, speed. They need these weapons here as quickly as possible.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the White House. President Biden and the G7 leaders met virtually today with Ukrainian President Zelensky. In a statement, they reiterated that Russia's irresponsible nuclear rhetoric is unacceptable. As the war in Ukraine reaches its second year, the U.S. also announced new sanctions on Russian companies and people. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We impose sanctions on more than 200 individuals and entities, including both Russian and third country actors across Europe, Asia, and the Middle East.
And within the past hour, the European Union announced its own sanctions on Russia. President Biden has yet to announce that he'll run for re-election, but the First Lady, Jill Biden, has left little doubt that it's going to happen. She tells the Associated Press her husband says he's not quite done with the job yet.
So is all that's left at this point is just to figure out a time and place for the announcement?
Pretty much.
Accused killer Alec Murdoch has been on the stand for a second day and admits that he lied to police when he said he wasn't with his wife and son minutes before they were killed. Murdoch says he didn't kill them.
When you're doing the things wrong that I was doing, you have all kind of ways of justifying it. And I'm not saying that makes it right by any means, because it's not. It's wrong. I've said that 100 times.
Prosecutors say Murdoch made a series of phone calls in an attempt to manufacture an alibi just before his wife and son were murdered. Well, a classic 70s song goes, "It never rains in Southern California. Man, it pours." Today, that line would be more like, "Man, it snows."
These are words that usually don't go together, Los Angeles and snow. But for the first time since 1989, there are blizzard warnings here. Some areas in Southern California have already seen some snow. This young woman built her first snowman.
Well, we used a few sticks and rocks, just things around for the eyes and the buttons and the mouth.
With wind and rain and low temperatures, some below freezing in the forecast, some places that haven't experienced snow in more than 30 years could see it this weekend. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Dow lost 337. This is CBS News.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage. Available at Navage.com.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Need a reason to support FFA? How about 300? The National Future Farmers of America organization helps high school students develop their leadership, personal growth, and career opportunities. With over 300 career options in the agriculture field, there's a match for almost any interest.
Culver's is a proud supporter of the FFA. Being from Wisconsin is why Culver's has a big heart for agriculture that inspires them to advocate for the positive impact it has on the world. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 27th. The Central Sands Groundwater County Collaborative will meet at 10 a.m. at the Hancock Agricultural Research Station. In Wood County, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 11 a.m. at the Courthouse in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board will hold their board election canvass meeting from 4:15 to 4:45 to canvass the results of the February 21st primary election. In Portage County, the Judicial General Government Committee meeting scheduled for 5:30 p.m. has been canceled. The Stevens Point Canvassing Board will meet at 8 a.m. at 1515 Strongs Avenue in Stevens Point. The Monday movie at the McMillan Library will be a showing of Amsterdam from 1:30 to 3:45 p.m. The Pokemon League will meet in the all-purpose room from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with snow showers likely at times. Lows level off around 12. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 11.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour sans music.
All right.
But now with a fighter guest. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, our good friend, Maggie Dawn. Maggie, welcome back to the big show. How you doing? Hey, happy Maggie. Friday, sister.
Happy birthday, Maggie.
Thanks, Dom. I'm doing really well. Took today off, got to hang out with the dog all day, and she was really good. There's a first for everything. So.
You know, anyone watching you on the live stream video right now on the Facebook or the YouTubes or the Twitter Periscope saw the dog. What is that beautiful little girl's name?
Yeah, this is Josephine, but I call her Finny, and she's a little chocolate brown miniature dachshund who smells like pancakes basically all the time, so she doesn't suck.
How do you make a dog smell like pancakes? Do you feed her lots of pancakes? How does that work exactly?
They're like puppies. They have really, really, really intensely stinky breath, but like they smell amazing. That's just the puppy jam.
Pancakes. I could go for some.
I know, you're I about these. How do you even make that up, right?
You got some bacon to go along with it?
That is the only way to eat a pancake, my friend. And you know, because you've had brunch at my house. Newski's bacon, thick, fluffy blueberry pancakes, and a bunch of hot maple syrup. It's delightful.
And mimosas.
And, well, if the word is brunch, it requires mimosa for sure.
Maggie Dawn, you're a political friend, a friend, but a political friend as well. At least one I know that watches the politics pretty closely. You're also very intimately involved with the elections process through your day job. So, Maggie, let me first and foremost asked you, have there been any bitter claims of election fraud over the Wisconsin spring primary that you've heard?
No. As was the presidential election in 2020, this was an efficiently run election. It was safe, it was secure, and the results are reliable. As it's always been in Wisconsin and Milwaukee County, there are no issues in our election administration process.
Well, Maggie, we just went through the midterms in 2022. No claims of rampant voter fraud. We went through this spring primary. We've got a general coming up in April. Who knows? Could change. But the only one we ever really seemed to have a problem with was the one that Donald Trump ran in. How's that work?
It's this real pesky coincidence, isn't it? It's like, we got it wrong that one time, and it just happened to be when Donald Trump lost. It's the strangest thing, isn't it?
But everybody...
Coinky dink for DJT.
But everybody else on the ballot's quite satisfied with the results. All his Republican acolytes that did win election.
That was fine.
Now, if you win and you're a Republican, that was a fair and free election. You lose if you're a Republican, someone obviously rigged the system, and you've been cheated out of your rightful and... duly owed electoral seat, as if elections almost don't matter anymore. It's an interesting political philosophy.
Well, Maggie, the election that happened, at least the primary, cast what could be the most important spring election of our lifetime. I certainly think it could be the perhaps third most important election in the state of Wisconsin that I recall, defeating Scott Walker, defeating Donald Trump. And now I would assert we need to defeat Dan Kelly, and a quote-unquote liberal justice needs to join the court, change the balance of the court, and give Wisconsinites a fair chance, if meritorious cases come before the courts, to maybe demonstrate how politically unfair the gerrymandering has been here. It'd be nice to think they might get a fair hearing. Maggie, how important do you think this race is?
I mean, this is kind of for all the marbles, right? So not only is gerrymandering on the ballot, by extension, I would argue that basically the integrity of our democracy is on the ballot. And by that, I simply mean, we know that Brian Hagedorn was the critical fourth sort of like, gosh, he was the wall between us and autocracy, right? He cast some key votes, including one of Trump's challenges to the 2020 electoral outcomes. This election goes the other way, and we've got a Kelly. Wow, we got no shot. So not only gerrymandering and ensuring that our state assembly and Senate actually represents the purpleness of Wisconsin, and not that we have autocratic democracies where it's been so gerrymandered that we know that basically the outcomes of those state assembly and Senate elections don't matter because Republicans will maintain near supermajority proportions in both houses. All of that, and holy cow, if we ever have a razor-thin election again, we want to be sure that there are actual jurists on the bench that will make sure that their decisions and cases actually support the will of the electors of Wisconsin, right? Like, that is what we need to happen. With Dan Kelly, you're just looking into the dark, dark, dark abyss. I don't know what that is, but that is not a place I want Wisconsin to go. So, yeah, I totally agree with you, Mike. I actually think this one on balance is almost more important than the 2020 presidential election. It just is. Because this is whether or not we get fair maps. This is about reproductive rights, but it's also about, are we going to actually preserve the democratic process here in the state of Wisconsin?
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. She's a good friend. She is Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, the recent birthday girl. Maggie Hagedorn, want to talk about that in regards to the redistricting. Hagedorn, of course, was a Scott Walker lawyer, worked directly with the former governor, clearly a Republican, has shown a smidgen of judicial independence on various cases. The least change that the Republican legislature said, basically, you got to bake in the last 10 years of bad maps into the creation of the next 10 years of bad maps. And Hagedorn was just fine with that. And then Tony Evers put forth his map recommendation. If I remember my history, the Republicans took theirs and Evers vetoed it. Hagedorn said, that's okay. We accept Tony's map. And then my understanding is it went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They sent it back to Wisconsin and Hagedorn flipped his vote and effectively overrode the veto of our Democratic governor. Do I have the history right? Is that something like it happened? Should I blame Hagedorn for his failure to find actual justification for his ruling? I mean, how do you just flip?
Right. It certainly seems a whole lot like legislating from the bench, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Conservative. I digress. That wasn't the question. That was one of the most complicated and bizarre series of both rulings and appeals and Hagedorn's particular position. I think from a layperson's perspective, my commentary as to all of that is simply this. Why on earth would you start from a premise that you must preference the prior map? Like, what happened if everybody like deserted an area because there was some sort of terrible, you know, like chemical waste that happened from a bad train incident, and you had a mass migration. The whole idea that you would preference the prior map, whether you're a Democratic voter or a Republican one or an independent, is that we're preferencing incumbency, right? And so let's forget about all the partisanship for a second. Let's ask ourselves, do we think incumbents in general in elections overall have an overwhelming advantage? Of course they do. Why do the maps themselves have to add to that advantage? The idea that you would rig the way that the maps are drawn inherently, whether Democratic or Republican, to preference an incumbent should be an idea offensive to all. So this whole line of cases in this bizarre world that we ended up in, for those of us that have to deal with the pain of the census and drawing voting maps, i.e. legislative maps, I have always hated that. The problem, of course, is that you are asking people to change that preference, read legislators, that are the direct beneficiaries of that preference. So to me, I want independently and objectively drawn maps every 10 years that provide no preference to incumbency, and that try to generally reflect the racial makeup, political leanings, other communities of interest, geographic boundaries, that again make common sense. If you look at the map and it looks like a jigsaw puzzle, that's garbage. That line of cases and Hagedorn, you know, you look at all of it and you go, it's still a totally bizarre outcome, but all of it simply points to the fact that this election and needing to ensure that Judge Janet Protasiewicz is seated on the Supreme Court is about protecting democracy. It's about one person, one vote. And it's about returning to some common sense, and not these conservatives that find favor with one legal principle one day and the very next day throw that principle out the window simply because that's the way the GOP wind is blowing that day. You do not see that same sort of opportunistic jurisprudential approach when you look at more liberal justices. You just don't.
Folks, you're listening to The Devil's Advocates. Maggie Dawn, our friend, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Maggie, if you add up the percentages, and just the last 2 minutes here, we'll carry it over to the next segment. The liberals, quote unquote, Everett Mitchell and Protasiewicz, got what, 56 versus 54 to 46, I believe it was. But in Mitchell, the African American, got about 7%. I'm a little concerned. I know we lump these numbers together like, oh, well, you know, if it stays that way, it'll be fine, and you know, the Protasiewicz will win. But I'm concerned that perhaps our African-American brothers and sisters feel like they're not being represented. I'm concerned that maybe if Everett Mitchell, he's not the candidate now, that maybe they'll stay home. Maggie, how important is it going to be, do you think, for the Protasiewicz campaign to have outreach to our African-American and brown brothers and sisters?
Yeah, here's what I would be trying to say and crafting an ad around if I was Judge Janet or working in her camp. Are you a black or brown voter in Milwaukee or Dane County, and do you feel that the Supreme Court doesn't represent you? You'd be right. Right? There was one black Supreme Court justice. His name was Louis Butler. He lost to a guy by the name of Gableman. Yes, yeah. Michael Gableman, insurrectionist, loving, you know, pants on fire, lying, Mike Lindell conference attending, money pit from hell hole. You know, commissioned to investigate, you know, the election of 2020 that came up with nothing. I digress. I think Janet has to deal with that directly. If I were her, I would be reaching out to Everett. And you have to address the very reality that black and brown people aren't represented on that court. And what is she going to do to help ensure that that doesn't remain the case on her own seat?
Well, if Dan Kelly wins, insurrection.
FFA is an organization for high school students that strengthens their personal skills, teaches time management, and helps them learn respect for themselves and others. FFA is an integral part of agriculture education and helps members develop their leadership potential.
Feltz's Family Farm and Dairy Store is a proud sponsor of the Future Farmers of America. Stop in for high-quality, local-grown products. Feltz's Dairy Store, 5796 Porter Drive in Stevens Point.
Jammers Bar & Grill is looking to add to their team. Jammers Bar & Grill has openings for bartenders. They're excited to bring someone new to the Jammers team and are offering good wages with great tips and a friendly atmosphere. Yes, they'd like a little experience, but they're also open to training. Stop into Jammers today to pick up an application and meet some of the team. Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Currently, it's 19 degrees. Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, and our friend sticking around for at least this segment. Thank you for doing so, Maggie. I want to get your take on the Dominion voting systems. They made public a brief that was very damning for Fox News and the powers that be and the hosts over there at Fox. Do you think of what you've seen of the emails and the text messages between the hosts and other folks at Fox that it reaches the level of actual malice? Do you think that they are going, they're in the right direction of proving their case for libel and slander? Don't hear you, Maggie.
There we go. There we go. Wasn't you, it was us.
Oh, okay. Good. I love it when it's not my fault. I don't know how you look at those text messages and emails and conclude that it was anything but malicious. They were promoting knowing falsehoods that they knew had no relationship to reality, regardless of and with no concern for the negative business impact on Dominion voting systems. Yep, that's pretty much what libel and slander laws are for. It was sort of a point of some discussion, right, that are we really going to see a big-time case ever where they can prove up actual malice and effectively consequential damages? I think this is the case, right? Like, this is the one that ends up in law school teaching textbooks about what this crime comprises of. And it's not just the fact that, like, management and producers and Rupert Murdoch himself knew that it was garbage. It was their on-air talent was then going on and letting people promote and themselves promote a knowing falsehood, right? That, it's just like, I'm just drooling as a trial lawyer, like thinking about like how I cut that video together for my closing arguments. Like that's going to look real bad. And you could couple it with facts like between this date and this date, Tucker Carlson directly said or implied that the election was stolen due to rigged voting machines. What, like 25,000 times? Like, what's the total number? So the facts in this case are at a point of being truly extreme. That I would be shocked if there's not a verdict in favor of Dominion. Rupert Murdoch in one of those emails said, basically asked in a sort of slick way, do you think we have any liability exposure here? Well, Rupe, I got news for you. You do. It's probably going to hurt a lot. Like, think like six zeros at least, maybe seven. It's certainly good. I don't know if they get to whatever the damages claim was, like $2 billion. I don't know you get there, but some big time numbers.
Maggie Dawn, our good friend and fine guest, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, soon to be presidential candidate Ron DeSantis, is trying to take the exact opposite tack. He is trying to roll back the First Amendment, both in regards to public protest of Ron DeSantis at the Florida State Capitol. But above and beyond that Scott Walker reminiscent sort of act, he's also effectively trying to roll back the protections for journalists and the standard for suing a journalist as a public figure for defamation. Effectively, it's the poor public figure like Ron DeSantis that would be shielded in an unconstitutional way, to my opinion, Maggie Dawn. Now, he is quite hopeful that this legislative piece, that although he's denying it today, his colleague over in the legislature kind of threw him under the bus with Politico yesterday and said Ron DeSantis is helping to craft this piece. A future presidential candidate running on effectively rolling back the Constitution, and Maggie Dawn trying to roll back the outcome of New York Times Sullivan. What do you think the outcome would be under this Supreme Court?
Well, under this Supreme Court, that's pretty easy math. But I think the real question is not what can Ron DeSantis get done in Florida. I mean, that's disturbing, right? But Floridians have chosen the path of their state, right? Like, just color Florida in red now. But there's absolutely no possibility that this ever becomes law on a federal level, right? And I just want to reemphasize, Mike, the literal words that you began your comment with, which was just the opposite of what's happening in the Dominion voting systems case. Like, so you have a conservative news outlet, right? The OG, Fox News, using the laws to protect themselves and their speech rights that Ron DeSantis in another argument wants to weaken so that news agencies like Fox News can be more easily sued. This is quite the little intellectual pretzel making. I mean, like, again, this is, as I said before, it's really amazing the legal arguments that Republicans will make out of one side of their mouth for one thing and then completely forget on some other issue. There is just not an intellectual through line of any meaning other than, gee whiz, does it work for me now? Because it happens to be convenient, right, for Republicans to adopt a cancel culture position on things like CRT, right, then that's fine. But if someone shouts them down because one of theirs is saying racist, homophobic, hateful stuff and is rightfully shouted down, they call that cancel culture. I call book burning and book banning and, you know, just not teaching kids history to actually be cancel culture.
Maggie Dawn, can you stick around a bit longer?
For you, Mike and Dom, of course.
Oh, excellent.
Well, don't forget Ebone. But I got to ask you, January 6th, the video, 41,000 hours being disseminated to specifically Tucker Carlson at Fox News.
Only.
Tucker Carlson at Fox News by Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, I guess. And he said, well, I got to do it. I promised. And I'm thinking, well, who did you promise? Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. It's Friday. We air grievances. We're rolling through the happy hour with Maggie Dawn, our good friend, fine guest, and dog owner. It's a cute little dog. I don't mean you, Dom. I mean the dog. Come back, more devils.
Dumb too, though. Dumb too, yeah.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
From Pagula Ice Arena in State College, Pennsylvania, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight it's the Wisconsin Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions, game one of a two-game series to wrap up the regular season. Mike Henderson is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco alongside, I'm Brian Posick. So the Badgers head into the final weekend of the regular season, 12-20 overall, 5-17 in the Big Ten. Badgers lost a week ago tonight at home to Michigan State, 6-2, then flipped that score on Saturday and matched a season high with six goals against the Spartans. Meanwhile, Penn State's under 11th year Kodowski, 19-12-1 overall, 9-12-1 in the Big Ten, currently in a fifth-place tie with Notre Dame. Well, Paul, Wisconsin obviously got a nice win last Saturday on senior night. Can they string a couple together? That's what we've all been waiting for, really.
You kind of heard that a lot this week from players and even coaches talking about the season, and consistency was a theme. The last 2 weekends, you saw Friday nights, although Minnesota Friday night was actually pretty good. Badgers didn't get the win. They got the Saturday night win. Then Friday, Michigan State, it was not the greatest game of the season. And then Saturday, Badgers played excellent and got a big 6-2 to victory. And look, it's somewhat puzzling when you look at it big picture, but the Badgers know that now. Like, that's in their focus. They want to have a good, whole full weekend. And, you know, going into the playoffs, you've got to have a full weekend to advance out of the first round. And this is a kind of a practice run for that.
Yep. And as far as the Big Ten is concerned, we know two things. Minnesota is the league champion during the regular season. Wisconsin will finish last. Otherwise, we have no clue who's going to finish second through sixth. And we don't know what the first round matchups are going to be in the playoffs next weekend. Wisconsin could very well come back here and play a Penn State team that used to be really dominant on home ice. Not the case really this season, it seems.
Yeah, well, obviously last weekend they dropped a couple to Minnesota here, getting romped 7-2 and then fighting a pretty good battle and losing 3-2 in overtime. But Badgers haven't had great success here over the years, so they'd like to obviously change that. And Penn State, they're number 10 in the country. They were 8-0 after they beat the Badgers in October, but their record is very similar to the Badgers since that time.
Yeah, although Penn State is 7th in the pairwise rankings right now, comfortably in the NCAA tournament. And while 11-6 at home this season, just 4-6 on home ice in Big Ten competition, Guy Gadowski's club has struggled a bit as of late, including their number one goaltender, Liam Solier. We'll tell you more about him as we move along, and we'll tell you about the Badgers starting netminder tonight too, senior Jared Moe. Wisconsin banged up heading into this series opener against the Nittany Lions. We'll hear from head coach Tony Granato when we come back from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her,
they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It makes me smile when you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with snow showers likely at times. Lows of aloft around 12. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows of aloft around 11. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight with another inch Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Kurt Pagula Ice Arena in State College, Pennsylvania. Wisconsin and Penn State open a two-game series to wrap up the regular season, and joined now by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And before we get to Penn State, I know the last time out you played on senior night at the Kohl Center. You win 6-2. You had a match to season high with 6 goals on Saturday. You scored in various different ways. A couple of times, though, hard to the net. Good vision by wingers coming, you know, in a hard crash to the net. And just a couple of pretty goals. And I know you'd like to see a lot more of those if you could.
Yeah, I mean, I thought our speed on our transition was why we were able to get those chances. Mm-hmm. So we played really sound defensively without the puck. We forced Michigan State into making some mistakes with the puck that gave us those opportunities on the rush. So when you play teams that are really disciplined and sound defensively and they don't give you outnumbered attacks, those plays are hard to, you know, create in a consistent manner. But you know, that was one of those games where we forced them to change their game because we were playing so well without the puck, and they gave us the puck in the neutral zone quite a bit. And when we countered on that, we did a great job, like you said, of driving the back post, made some really solid plays around the net. And, you know, that goaltender, for me, I think he's the best goaltender in our conference, in St. Cyr. And when you got to go post to post as many times as we made him do it, eventually you're going to get some goals. So it was a nice effort for us, for sure. It's something that we can build off. Again, it wasn't the offensive play that was great. It was the responsible play without the puck that allowed us to get going offensively.
Sure. You're playing a team that likes to transition, not known for its transition defense, though. Can you play similarly tonight against Penn State like you did last Saturday?
Well, we're going to have to, and that's going to be a key in the game, is making sure we're on the puck consistently and making sure when they get the puck, they look up and they see red sweaters in front of them, we don't back off. We got to get on the puck quick. So we'll want to establish a forecheck. I say this a lot. You know, it's so key in our conference, especially. So many D are active. So many D are really good offensively at jumping into play. But if you make them come 200 feet for it, and you got a lot of red sweaters in between, you know, your end and their end, it makes it really hard on. So I think that'll be something early in the game that we're going to have to establish, is play a pretty simple road game. And whether you say it's dumping pucks in or putting pucks behind their D or making their D turn, it doesn't matter. That's the game plan that has to be a focus for us, really.
Badgers and Nittany Lions tonight. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Get the last roof you'll ever need. Steel Roofing offers the best wind resistance, superior hail resistance, and can be ordered cut to your length. It installs fast and is the choice of more and more homeowners in the Midwest. Choose from 25 beautiful colors in-store or online and get 11% off. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Penn State here tonight. Series finale tomorrow is at 4 o'clock Central Time, and then the Badgers will fly home, and then we'll find out where they're going to be playing in the first round of the playoffs. That's then. This is now, and unfortunately at this time of the year, every team is going through injuries or what have you, and your top point getter so far this season, freshman Cruz Lucius, not in the lineup tonight. How's he doing, and what are your plans tonight?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, this late in the season when you lose a player, it's always a big part of it. Because you're trying to establish your, continuity with your lines, and that line's been, especially last game, was really, really good. I thought maybe it was maybe their best game of the year, but injuries are part of it. So he'll be out of the lineup tonight. We're hoping maybe he can play tomorrow. It won't be something that we force him to, from the standpoint of, playoffs are next week. That's where we're going to have to, do something special to make this year fun and exciting for all of us. So Cruz has been great for us all year. It's important that, we get him healthy for the playoffs, and if that means, he misses these two games, he misses these two games.
On the left wing of that top line with Charlie Stramel and Matthew D. St. Fowl, we'll see Ty Smolanic. He hasn't played in four games. He obviously was out for quite a while with some personal reasons, but I've watched him in practice the last couple of weeks. He's getting up and down the ice, and we all knew that. He can fly.
He can, and he's been able to score at the collegiate level, so we put someone in there. If we can get him confident, he could be someone that could, have a big impact, and not only in tonight's game, but down for the rest of the year. So, this is an opportunity for him. And Strams, like I said, last week, his line was really, really good on Saturday with Maddie. This gives him a little bit more speed on the side. Lucius' game's a little bit slower, slow it down, and play one-on-one hockey. This is going to be a different winger for Charlie, but I think it'll open up some space for him, and that line can be a big part of tonight's game.
Yep. And I know you're hoping, everybody in the locker room's hoping, that Jared Moe gets on a roll here. He played well last Saturday.
He did, and it was really good for him. I thought that a couple games before that, he just wasn't quite himself. So we want to get him in a position where he feels confident and ready, like he did last year against Notre Dame. The series against Notre Dame in the playoffs that we lost in three, it was the 2-1 goal games, and win one of them, and he was really good. He gave us a chance all those nights, and that's what we're going to need, next week in the playoffs. So tonight's kind of a tune-up for him and getting ready for it.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. Wisconsin and Penn State coming up from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Still about 20 minutes shy of opening faceoff tonight. Wisconsin and Penn State meeting for the 48th time. Wisconsin is Penn State's most common opponent. Nittany Lions all time against the Badgers, 26 wins and 18 losses, 5-1 over the last six games. And these teams met back in October, and Penn State at the time was in the midst of a 8-0, 9-0 start to the regular season.
Yeah, Penn State started out with some opponents to get some confidence and came into Madison and grabbed a pair, although Dominic Mersch got the first goal of the series on Friday night at the Kohl Center. Actually, is last goal that he scored, unfortunately, for Wisconsin.
24 games ago. That'll change tonight, though, Paul.
It will. No. But then Penn State got a goal, and another goal in the first, and then early in the second to take a 2-1 lead, and it finished off the game that way. And then the next night, early goal by Penn State, got a lead, and it stayed that way for a lot of the game till the third period, and then Penn State kind of put it away with a power play goal early in the third, and then a couple more later on, including empty netter. But it was a long time ago. Again, we look back since then. They went to 9-0 after beating Michigan the next week on Friday, and then since then have only won
12-1 since.
Yeah, the same amount of wins as Badgers have had since they beat Michigan. So it's kind of crazy. They're still number 10 in the country. And if you look at their schedule, they've had strategic wins, kind of. They beat RIT a couple times, who is a high-rated team in the Atlantic Hockey conference champs, and Alaska, who is a team that is an independent back playing hockey, and they're on the near the NCAA bubble, and they got a couple from them. So they've got a couple of big wins like that and have done enough to stay, and they're pretty comfortably inside the NCAA tournament. So They've scheduled smart, won the right games, and they're in good position, even though, again, they're under 500 since the end of October.
They also won at Minnesota earlier this season, right, too. That win helped them significantly. Wisconsin, by the way, in this building, Pegula Ice Arena, 6 wins, 14 losses, and 1 tie all time, and outscored 74-48. Yeah, Penn State, here's a team that a lot was thought of, this squad, returning 12 scorers from last year's team that went 17-20-1, but they've been a little bit banged up. Their leading scorers with 24 points, Tour Linden, a transfer from RPI, top-line centerman, Kevin Wall, a senior forward. He has 14 goals to lead the way. Connor McEachern, a third-line centerman, he's got 22 points. Connor McMenamin, a fourth-line right-winger, at least on the line chart, he's got 20 points this season. You'll hear the names of Jimmy Dowd Jr. and Paul DeNaples, two of their better defenders. And their starting goaltender tonight is Liam Solieres out of Brampton, Ontario. He's 5'11", 180 pounds. He's a junior. In his career against Wisconsin, Solieres is 3-1 with a .202 goals against average and a .939 save percentage. However, he has lost 5 consecutive starts, only 1 win in his last 9 starts, but he's lost 5 consecutive starts, and during that span, he has a .487 goals against and an .843 save percentage, even by stopping 29 of 32 shots in that overtime loss to Minnesota last Saturday. So certainly Liam Solieres can be had. Badgers will send Jared Moe between the pipes tonight. We'll take a look at the rest of the Big Ten when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Badgers 2 wins more than they had all of last season, trying to equal the amount of Big Ten wins they posted last year when they went 6-17-1. Penn State is after another 20-win season. In fact, they're shooting for the 5th 20-win season in 11 years as a Division I program. As we look at the Big Ten, Minnesota the league champions, a whopping 15-point advantage over both Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan State idle this weekend during the final weekend of the regular season, so the Spartans cannot move up. They're in 4th. They could move down as Notre Dame and Penn State tied for 5th with 31 points apiece. Wisconsin has 15. And with all the playoff possibilities and tiebreakers, here's Paul Capobianco.
Is this a 3-hour show or a 4-hour show?
Right.
Michigan, Ohio State. Ohio State has the track, the inside track right now. They're playing Minnesota, and they just need one win, and they would finish in second place because they have a tiebreaker against Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Michigan State's rooting for the Badgers to take 4 points from Penn State, and then Michigan will beat Notre Dame, so Michigan State could get home ice.
Yep.
Minnesota is just playing around with everybody right now. They got
23-8-1. They've had a pretty good year.
Yep. And then and Notre Dame's got Michigan. They could move up to second place also with a couple wins at Michigan, and Ohio State getting swept by the Gophers, which is a definite possibility. There's lots of combinations that a lot of things need to happen for everybody, but many of them are feasible. And so a lot of teams are just sitting there hopeful this weekend. And it actually can be somewhat decided tonight, but if it isn't, another fun night tomorrow with everyone wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah, we know that Wisconsin will not go to East Lansing to play Michigan State. And for a while this week, I was led to believe, because my mind told me so, that Wisconsin could only go to Columbus, Ann Arbor, or South Bend. But it could end up back here in Happy Valley for maybe three more games next weekend. And if you get off the plane and it's 70 degrees, I'd be happy to come back.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was really
nice. When they said, welcome to Hawaii, when you got off the plane yesterday, that was a pretty good sign. It was nice out.
Yeah. Hey, good luck to the Wisconsin women as they open the postseason tonight, hosting Minnesota State in the best of three first round WCHA playoff series at Laban Arena. We'll set the line charts for you in just a moment, but let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Wisconsin and Penn State on Country Night at Pagula Ice Arena, and we'll set the line charts for you when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little. A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
ready for Wisconsin and Penn State. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you, sponsoring our injury report. And again, freshman winger Cruz Lucius out of the lineup with an injury. 10 goals, 31 points for Lucius this season. One of the highest scoring freshmen in all of college hockey, but he's out of the lineup. Anthony Kerr, who's been bothered by an upper body injury, hadn't played in 9 of 10 games. He was available in the series opener against Michigan State last Friday. Did not play on Saturday, but he's back in the lineup here tonight. And Ty Smolanic, who has not played over the last 4 games, back in the lineup, replacing Lucius not only on the top line, but on the top power play as well. So Smolanic in there, the junior from Denver, 1 goal, 2 points.